131873 is the telephone number. Now, I understand the family of baby John, who died because of the poisoning at Bankstown Lidcombe Hospital, have now had a thorough reading of this report. They've got hold of it just after midday. How it wasn't given to them much earlier today, I got no idea, so that they can actually have a look at the facts so that they can get the report right. I wonder whether it is. And apart from all of that, it's a matter of respect and courtesy. These people have lost their baby because of a bungle. Anyway, they got hold of it after the minister stood up and said her apologies. It went through her lawyers and then on to them. They've read it. They're having a discussion with their lawyers right now. And we'll try and get one of their lawyers on the phone. I may be able to do that now. Let me see whether I can do it. I think I have. Kirk Daly is acting for the Ganham family, and he has communicated this interim report to the Ganhams, and they have read it. I've got Kirk on the line right now. Mr. Daly, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you.
Just briefly, you received this just after 11 o'clock today. I know it's a small point, but for respect to the family, I would have thought they would have had a chance to see it maybe last night or sometime earlier today.
We would have hoped that. We only received notice late. We received some, I guess, unofficial notice through TV last night, through media reports last night.
Through the media.
Released this morning. Yeah. Other than that, there was no contact until this morning. We've received the report just shortly after 11 o'clock. I've communicated that. I've sent that to the family. And I can indicate I spoke to the mother as recently as 12:38, and she still hadn't had a chance to even read the report by then.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's just disappointing.
Yeah, very disappointing. I would have thought on the face of it, though, you've got a hospital engineer stood down, you've got New South Wales Health ceasing using BOC for installation, commissioning and testing works. It doesn't bring back baby John, but it is on the surface of it, fairly quick action by the minister.
It is. It's a good start, if I can say that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'll leave you with your clients. And how are they feeling now? I know it's gone for a week and a half and it's still so fresh in their minds. How are they handling everything?
They're doing as good as well as can be expected under the circumstances, I guess.
Yeah.
I would say this, and there's no criticism of media to date, but they are feeling a lot of calls for media attending their home. Yeah. And obviously the media knows of their home. They've asked me to convey that they don't want anyone coming to the home. They're still grieving, of course.
Yeah.
So they're asking if media could just leave them be at their home and not try to field interviews and the like. In time, they may release some sort of statement.
Okay.
Once they've had a good chance to read the report, they may make some sort of statement.
And when are you expecting the full report on this case?
Oh, we could be a long time, could be months. I mean, coroner's inquest, coroner's inquiry is underway. This could be a long, long time before reports come out.
Yeah, I appreciate... Sorry.
I was just going to say, we haven't had any word of in relation to that, but I can only imagine it's going to be a long time.
Yeah, I appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Thank
you. All right, Kirk Daly, representing the Ganham family. As you heard him say, the mother still hasn't absorbed this interim report. But just updating, the engineer involved in the commissioning of the gas outlets has been stood down. No doctor or hospital staff, other staffer, has been stood down. And the contract that the New South Wales Health Department has with BOC for the installation, commissioning and testing of these gases and oxygen has been severed. That's what the minister has decided to do.